To learn something new every day. I am Joan Boyko, Coordinator of Communications and Community Outreach for the Palm Springs Unified School District. We are here each Sunday on KPSI and KWXY. We also invite you to download and subscribe to our podcast. All you have to do is go to iTunes, look for You Learn Something New, press subscribe. You'll get a new show each Sunday afternoon. This show, of course, is produced by my team of very dedicated student interns here in the Digital Arts and Technology Academy. Digital Arts Technology Academy, also known as DATA, at Cathedral City High School under the direction of Mr. Bryce Johnson. As I tell you each week, if you listen to the show, you will not learn just one new thing, but many, many new things. And I am very pleased to welcome our guests from Desert Hot Springs High School. Desert Hot Springs High's band director, Mr. Matthew Engelson. Welcome, Matt.
Hi.
Thanks
thank
for
you
being
us.
Here. Miss Jasmine Rojas, she is a senior.
Hi, thank you for
Hello.
Having me.
Hello, she's a flautist.
Yes.
That sounds so pretty. And she's also one of the drum majors for the band. Welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
And Miss Jocelyn Baez Figueroa.
Hi.
Did I say that right?
Yes,
you did. She's a junior. She's a percussionist. And she is also a drum major. So welcome, ladies, and thank you for being here. And let me start by telling all of you that you can see the Desert Hot Springs High School bands in action at the Pops concert coming up this Thursday, April 27th at 6 p.m. in the theater at Desert Hot Springs High School. Suggested donation of $5, but they'll let you in anyway if you don't have the $5. I think that's probably what's not. And if you want to give 10 or 20, that's great too.
Absolutely,
they can use it. For more information, dhshsbands.com. So Matt, how long you been at Desert Hot Springs High now?
This is my second year.
That's it?
Yep.
Oh, it feels like forever already. It does.
Right.
I thought it was longer than that. And so Matt, I actually have known, I didn't know him well, but I remember you as a student.
Right.
At Palm Springs High School, not that long ago.
Not that long ago.
So you graduated from Palm Springs High, and then where did you go?
I went to Vandercook College of Music in
That's
Chicago.
Right. Yeah, and I remember that.
Yeah.
Dad was very proud. So Dad is the Spirit of the Sands band director at Palm Springs High School. He's doctor now? Is he a doctor?
Not yet, no.
He was working.
I think he's kind of taking a break from it.
Brian Engel. I didn't want to leave the doctor off if I...
Just in case, right? Yeah.
Because, we have another new doctor in the band program.
Right.
Brian McDaniel. So
yeah.
And he is a doctor now, so... Brian Engelson is, if you've been in the Valley for, longer than a couple years, you've heard his name. You've heard the band, Palm Springs High School Band, is not only the official band of Palm Springs, but they marched in the inaugural parade for President Obama, the second term. They get invited to perform at the New Year's Day parade in England. And I just, that's a digression, but only because Matt here comes from good blood, let's say, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's in the family. And so what did you play in the band at Palm Springs High?
I was a trumpet player, and then when I got to college, I did a double major in trumpet and in jazz piano.
Wow, very cool. So did you know you wanted to teach, or did you change your mind somewhere along the line?
Yeah, I changed my mind several times. When I graduated college, I spent some time playing trumpet for Royal Caribbean, and thought that that was a good job.
It probably got old really quick,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it got a little old.
You know
old.
What? It sounds glamorous,
right.
To those who go on cruises, once or twice a year, or even less often than that, right? Like, wow, wouldn't that be really fun? And then if you really think about it, it's like, you know, you probably feel a little like
claustrophobic.
Exactly.
At times, and yeah, your whole world is like a boat. So I don't know. Through that process, I kind of I miss like making my own music and getting to share my music more personally with people. And so I ended my contract and spent some time repairing instruments, and then eventually made my way to where we're at right now.
So now, so you went back to get your credential then?
No, I graduated with a credential in Illinois.
Oh, okay.
So
very cool. So you had the credential already, but you just didn't.
Yeah, there's a lot of reciprocity and, and whatnot. So so it's been a very smooth transition, and I love what I do.
Very cool. Girls, is he pretty good?
Yeah. I've learned a lot. I've always learned.
Well, good. And so what will everybody get to experience on April 27th? Matt, I'm still on you.
I'll just no. this is our final concert of the year, and so it's in some ways a catch-all. All of our groups will perform. We have our percussion ensemble. At the time, they'll have performed for Open Call at the McCallum. And then we'll have our concert band. They're preparing some film music. Our Wind Symphony is preparing to go to Walt Disney Concert Hall in L.A., and so they'll be performing some of the music that they'll perform there. And our jazz band has been working very, very hard all year, and that's their second to last performance of the year. They perform throughout the community, down at Indian Wells Resort, and throughout, you know, basically throughout the Coachella Valley, like pretty regularly, and they'll be putting on their pops kind of music at that event.
So a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
And you said you played trumpet.
Yep.
And then you played jazz piano.
Correct.
As the band director, though, don't you have to know all the instruments?
Yeah, you do. Like in your degree program, you learn something like 26 or so instruments.
Oh my gosh.
And then you gotta like test on them all at the end, and it's
so you could pick up any instrument and play it. I'm sure
theoretically, right?
Some are better than others, right?
But yeah, you I'm particularly terrible at flute and, and bassoon, but like a lot of other instruments, you know, they're pretty similar, and there's a lot that transfers. A lot of the brass instruments are pretty much the same, with small differences here and there. So,
wow, it's impressive. So Jocelyn,
yes,
you are a percussionist.
Yes.
So what specifically do you play, or do you play everything?
Yeah, I pretty much play everything, but currently right now I'm focusing more on the tenor drums.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the one with four big drums and one little one. But I recently switched it. Last year I was mainly focusing on pit, so like marimbas and xylophones, more of the mallet aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, actually the end of last year, I switched to more of the drumline aspect of everything, and I love it. I just love the different aspects of everything.
So is there actually music for drums?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Like, so what is it, bass or is it treble or what is
Well, we have, we're the same thing as everyone else plays. We have treble clef and then we have bass clef. But with drums, you don't really have a clef, if that makes sense. Like,
But is there notes?
Yeah,
there are.
So for tenors, we have four drums or five drums with different pitches. So each line represents a different drum. So it's not necessarily a clef, but as a drummer, you have to know which line represents which drum.
How long have you been doing this?
I've been playing tenors for actually a year now, but I've been a percussionist for almost 6 years, I think since my sixth grade year, and I'm a junior now.
Very cool. And Jasmine, how long have you been playing the flute?
I've been playing the flute for a good 6 years now. Yeah, and I started off in third grade with a recorder.
Uh-huh.
So, like, yeah. I've always compared the recorder to a flute, so I always add, like, a little bit of 3 years in that sometimes. But, yeah.
So, did you, did that inspire you to become a flautist?
Yeah.
Like the recorder? Because
yeah.
That's pretty standard in third grade, right? Everybody does the recorders.
Yeah,
I did the recorders in, I don't know too. If it was third grade, but I remember they still play Lightly Row.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I still remember that.
Mary
my God. That just brought me back. That's one of the really
yeah,
easy
that's
songs.
Like
so, yeah. So you played the recorder in third grade, and then you were inspired to.
Yeah, Mrs. McMurray, my band director in elementary school, she would always like put me on different instruments. I remember playing like.
Wait, was that in this district?
This mm-hmm. district, yeah.
You had band in elementary school?
Yeah, we had like a class of band and choir and.
What school?
Two Bunch Palms Elementary.
Wow, that's
music
impressive.
Class.
Yeah, and she would always tell me, you need to join band in middle school, you know, and I did eventually, and I wanted to be a saxophone player originally, mm-hmm. but Mr. Coble put me on flute, and like I fell in love with it so much. Like, it's just a passion of mine that I want to
it's
continue.
A beautiful instrument.
Yeah, it is. I love it so much.
That's really cool. So both of you girls are drum majors.
Yeah.
So first of all, describe what is that role? That's for the marching band, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what do you do?
Well, we each have different jobs, so she can explain.
Right. Yeah, so pretty much like I'm like the bird's eye. Like I just stand on the podium and I try to like see all different angles and how I can fix it and try to get the view that the audience gets overall, mm-hmm. and it's interesting. It's so much different than being on the field.
It is.
And so you both working at the same time then?
Sort of. Like this year was her head drum major year, so mm-hmm. she was on the podium. Next year will be my year, so this was my last year marching. But how she sees, we get like different aspects of it. So she gets the kind of more of the teacher look on things. So she's like watching us and overlooking everything we do. And I see it from being down at the bottom and looking up at them. So I kind of like know what's going on a lot more. Like I hear about things more on the bottom, if that makes sense. But yeah, we have different jobs.
So you're conducting too, right?
Yeah, I'm also conducting.
So that's a whole skill set, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Like
you're
not everybody
yeah,
can
definitely.
Do that. You have to learn how to do
yeah.
that.
Yeah, it took me, like, ever since my freshman year, each head drum major has taught me a little something. So, yeah, it was really exciting to use it all this year and, like, everything I've learned just to set it all on the
field. Is she any good, Matt?
Oh, absolutely.
She is.
That's really cool. That's I think when I watch the marching bands, you know, I get the football games, and it's impressive. And it's impressive to have a student up there rather than the teacher, you know, which in the concerts it's the teacher that's doing the conducting, but to have the student up there and like, you know, commanding that respect and having, you know, all eyes on you, it's a big deal.
It's right. Nerve-wracking too.
So why did you girls want to do it?
Well, the way I saw it is just I'm so passionate about marching band. Like it's one of those things that you want to add your two cents to it, like mm-hmm. just to make sure to continue that legacy of the school. So when it came to being a drum major, it was as if I put in like my hard work and dedication along with everyone else to like continue it, just to continue that momentum.
Way cool. How about you, Jocelyn? Why did you want to do it?
The way I thought about it was, you could always make a difference as a student, as long as it didn't matter if you were drum major or if you weren't. But I felt as drum major, I could make an even bigger difference, if that made sense. Like,
sure.
I could make more of an impact on students or on friends. So I kind of thought about it as like a really good, I thought it was a learning opportunity as well as I could grow as a person. So I've experienced different things and had to deal with different things. And yeah.
Yeah, like one of my favorite things of being drum major, I'm sorry, is like you work with so many people that like mm-hmm. when you have to explain certain things, you just become so versatile when it comes to like everyone. You learn how to explain things one way and another way
yeah.
and you just learn how to explain things endlessly.
You learn how to teach in different ways so that, because not everyone learns exactly the same.
Right.
And so we've gone to camps where they've taught you how to speak to certain people or how to explain things in different ways. So that's helped us out a lot this year.
That's great. I'm very impressed. And we're going to take a little break. And when we come back, we'll talk more about the band program, what you girls plan for the future, and competitions. Stay with us. You're listening to Learn Something New Every Day. We'll be right back.
From the dealership all the way down your very own driveway, Palm Springs Volvo has provided the safest and best selections for the Coachella Valley with their innovations and technology. With the latest models such as the Volvo S60, V60, XC60, XC70, XC90, and other wide ranges of service, their dedicated staff guarantees to put customers behind the wheel in the right car, along with great leases and loans. So come on down to Palm Springs Volvo at 67977 East Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City, located in the Cathedral City Auto Center.
Or contact them at 760-321-6600.
Welcome back to You Learn Something New Every Day. I am Joan Boyko, Coordinator of Communications and Community Outreach for the Palm Springs Unified School District. We are here each Sunday on KPSI and KWXY. We also invite you to download and subscribe to our podcast so you never miss a show. It's really easy. All you have to do is go to iTunes, look for You Learn Something New, press subscribe. You will get a new show each Sunday afternoon. This show is produced by my team of very dedicated student interns here in the Digital Arts Technology Academy, also known as DATA, at Cathedral City High School under the direction of Mr. Bryce Johnson. And as she is here most weeks, Matea is on the board. Thank you for everything that you do. I'm very pleased to continue with our guest from Desert Hot Springs High School, the Desert Hot Springs High Band Director, Matthew Engelson. Jasmine Rojas, she's a senior. She's a flautist. I love saying that. One of the drum majors for the band, the marching band. And Miss Jocelyn Baez Figueroa, she's a junior. She is the, are there only two drum majors, or there's more than two?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she's the other one. And she is a percussionist. And before I lose my train of thought, because I wanted to bring it up in the last segment, I ran out of time. So when the band is actually in a parade, is no one in charge then? What happens?
Well, the drum majors are still in charge. They still start and stop the band's movement.
So are you walking backwards then while everybody else is walking forward?
I'll walk forward majority of the time, but like usually a couple of steps
ahead. So are you
ahead,
conducting in front of them?
No.
Or no? You don't
no,
conduct.
No, it's just all tempo. It's just all the feel, like the way, the speed that we're walking and
okay.
stuff, like it just all controls it.
So you're leading the band in the march?
Yeah.
So do you both do that, or that you're the lead, so you did the parades?
I call the whistle, but we, like, we walk the same.
We walk alongside each other.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so sometimes, like, if she'll be facing forward, and I notice that we're starting to get closer, or she'll be marching backwards, and I'll notice that she's getting closer. I'm just like, oh, turn around, and she'll turn around, and then she'll call us to a halt. But it's mostly her calling the shots, and then I'm just next to her. But yeah.
Very cool. So, okay, you are a percussionist,
mm-hmm.
So are you in the percussion ensemble?
Yes.
Okay, so it was so exciting to hear about, came out in January, that as usual, because it really, for the past several years, it's become a regular thing that Palm Springs, one or more Palm Springs Unified School District performing arts groups are in the open call at McCallum Theater. It's going to be a little bit difficult to talk about it because it did happen last week, and we record the show just a little bit in advance. So they're not going to talk about the experience of actually performing at open call because you haven't done it yet. But how was it? I mean, first of all, for those of you who don't know, they get at least 100 and sometimes closer to 150 what am I going to call them? Submissions for open call. So, you know, I guess you don't submit tapes anymore. You upload your right. your music, okay? Because I ran into this with our other group a couple weeks ago, the Cathedral City High School Ballet Folklorico, and I was trying to say, do you send a tape? And they're like, no, you don't send a tape. You upload. I'm like, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, I'm dating myself. So they get all of these submissions, and then they have several come back for live auditions. Mm-hmm. And we actually had the director, Kaisa, a couple weeks ago on the show and explained that they know full well that some of the people that they're calling back for live auditions are not going to make the show, but they want to give them the experience of performing live for group. So how did it feel to be one of, I think there's 21 or 22 performances to be chosen to perform at open call?
Well, personally, I was really excited because we had submitted our audition and we hadn't heard anything about it, like any news back from them. And then we had went on to Christmas break and Mr. Engelson would tell us, just keep your ears open just in case. I'll send you guys a message. Just make sure you like practice and keep your music under your fingers. So we didn't hear anything back. And so we kind of just thought like, oh, maybe we didn't make it through. But we were a little bummed out for a second. But then it was a really fun experience, like rehearsing and everything. But and then I think maybe like a week or two after we got back, it was a little while after, he had told us, oh, we're getting a callback, or oh, we were accepted. And everyone was just really excited about it because it was the moment where it's like all of your hard work had kind of like you had been repaid for it. So we were just super excited to hear that we had made it through, and because we obviously knew a lot of groups had auditioned for it, and mm-hmm. the fact that we had made it through was just, I don't know, it was really exciting.
How about you, Matt? How did that feel?
It was, yeah, it was very, very exciting for understandable reasons. And I think there's a couple dimensions that are a little different about this. Number one, we actually weren't able to audition live because our trailer's like tires were all torn. We couldn't get equipment down. It was like a really bad like timing thing. So just kind of like echoing off of what Jocelyn said, like we had kind of discounted ourselves entirely. And I ended up getting a phone call from Joanna Fuchs at the McCallum going like, hey, we're gonna take you anyways.
Wow.
Just based on the video. And so that's really exciting. But the other aspect that that I'm just tremendously excited about is that most of the members of that group, maybe not most, but a good portion, like a third or so, had never played an instrument like prior to this year. And
wow.
I think when they go and they do play, like you won't be able to pick those people apart. Like they've been digging really, really hard into the music. They're working like on a daily basis and just grinding it out. And some days it's really frustrating. Some days it's mm-hmm. like the coolest, happiest thing. But everyone's kind of like meshed together around this, and it's just like it's a really, really beautiful group and a really beautiful experience that everyone's.
And how many are in there?
There's
only
13.
If you count, yeah, there's 13 of us total. But if you count, I think only about 5 of us have been playing for a while.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the majority of our ensemble were brand new. Like this was their first year ever playing. So I think that's one like really unique thing about us is the fact that they had never played before, and the fact that they had put so much work and energy into this and it's like paying off was just the most one of the most rewarding things I think for them as well.
So, you know, the Ballet Folklorico and Cathedral City High School is the same story because they just started like in the summer, right before school started.
It's
so most of those students in that group had never danced before, and yet, you know, here they are. And I've seen them; they're fabulous. They're really, you know. And I know you guys haven't been through the rehearsals yet, but you'll see plenty of them, I guess, because you're going to be doing, you know, 5 days straight. Like, I think, aren't you spending part of your winter break, like, just
for
in rehearsals
break.
Every day? I mean, spring break, and, like, every day? That kind of sucks, but. Oh, well.
You know, like, on one foot, like, it's unfortunate to lose a little bit of your break time, but I can't imagine a better group of people to spend that time with.
Mm-hmm. Aww.
I think
that's nice.
It's pretty rewarding.
That's nice. Well, that's awesome. And a feather in the school's cap, feather in your cap,
absolutely.
Matt. So, way, way cool. And I assume, like, probably you'll have a lot of other band members who are going to come to open call to support you.
Hopefully.
I would hope so. Yeah.
Plus, you know how it works. It's, you know, that you get to vote.
Right.
And unless if you're at the last
just
performance,
like
it's a people's
box.
Choice. It's right. A big prize for people's choice. So. No, you can't stuff the ballot, Matt, but you can. Everyone who comes to support you
right,
can vote.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Get all your friends to come. And I know I shouldn't even be talking like this because you can't go anymore because it was last week. But anyway, I'm so impressed and proud that you guys were able to do this. And what made you decide to submit for the percussion ensemble versus like have a jazz ensemble, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, kind of in the long term. The long-term goal, as I said earlier, the wind ensemble is going to Walt Disney Concert Hall this year, and that's kind of like our big project that gives that ensemble a lot of direction. In the longer term, I would like the jazz band to do the same thing next year, so the kids get like a little different experience. The concert band, they're getting ready for wind ensemble, and so that kind of left the percussion ensemble with the marching stuff, but. Not every student in percussion ensemble like chooses to do winter drumline. That's another ensemble that we fund and kind of host at Desert Hot Springs High School. So just kind of threw this in to see, you know, if it would give that ensemble like a little direction, give them like something to work towards, and it turned out to work out that way. So
very cool. Very cool. And so, Jasmine, have you been involved in some competitions during your time?
Yeah, so I did winter drumline my sophomore year. I played tenors also, and I was in jazz band for 3 years. I was on trumpet and marching band. I did flute 1 year. I did trumpet 2 years. And then this year I did head drum major. So
you play the trumpet too?
Yeah, I also play the trumpet.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Yeah.
So where have you competed?
Ooh, okay. So I can only think of like marching band places. Just like we competed at Huntington High School. We did like out in Orange County. We did local places. Like we did a couple of things here. We did Indio.
Did you guys do the they had here is Stardust?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
How was that?
Oh, that was.
I heard it was
my
great.
Favorite thing. I think it's so cool. Yeah,
it's like our little mini Coachella.
Yeah. I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. Little mini Coachella.
Well, it's not that many. There's a lot of stuff going on at the same time.
Yeah.
It's very cool. So, what are your plans for after high school?
So right now, it's like that time where all the colleges reply. So far, I've gotten accepted into. Six out of the 8 colleges.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. I'm waiting on UC Irvine and UCLA this week, and now I just have to decide like what I want to do. Like I have two plans: to either major in music, become a music teacher, or a school counselor.
Great. So, yeah. Both of those are wonderful.
Yeah,
that's great. So where have you been accepted to?
So for Cal States, I have been accepted into Cal State Fullerton, Cal State Fresno, Cal Poly Pomona, San Diego State University, and then I got accepted for UCs into UC Davis, UC San Diego, and what's the third one? Can't remember the third one.
Wow, so you just have your pick, girl. That's great. And I know UCLA, my daughter waited a long time for UCLA.
Yeah,
that's
going to be
for
the
law
last
school.
One.
It was wow. She it ended up like she still, and then I think she got waitlisted when push came to shove. So She said, I can't wait anymore. I'm not going to take a chance on being waitlisted. So she went to USD and is in her second semester. So, I mean, yeah, UCLA takes a long time.
Yeah.
But congratulations.
Thank you.
That's really cool. And either one, you know. So you can be a counseling flautist.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, either way,
that's
like,
right.
I'm never going to leave music. That's
right.
The thing. Yeah. So whatever I like, whatever road I pick, I, like, music is always going to be part of my life. So
fabulous. Well, I'm very impressed with you guys. And Matt, I'm glad that you landed here. You're in a good place.
Thank you.
And it's great to have you. Congratulations on Open Call. Congratulations
Thank
on
you.
Everything else that you've done this year. And come out to the Pops concert this Thursday, April 27th, 6 o'clock in the Desert Hot Springs High School Theater. $5 if you got it. You can give more if you like. DHSHSBands.com for more information. And next week, our guest will be my monthly or so co-host, our arts coordinator, Louisa Castrodale. And she is going to be bringing the Cathedral City High School Ballet Folklorico director Gabriel Ruiz and a couple of his dancers to talk about their brand new program. And they also happen to tip the valley by storm. They also happen to be an Open Call. Our show airs each Sunday on this station. Our podcast is uploaded each Sunday afternoon. Please subscribe by going to iTunes. Look for You Learn Something New. Press subscribe. Tell all your friends to do the same. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.